Greetings. Today I am in Portugal. We had a great weekend here with a conference with all the CCVA churches together on Friday. It was a great family celebration in the presence of God. Yesterday I was blessed to minister in Entroncamento. It is good to see what God is doing here. God's love for us all has been revealed by his gift of becoming one of us to redeem us from our sin. Our sin was not merely a matter of wickedness or evil. It was a matter of disconnection from God in our spirit. Only a connection with God in our spirit can give us the true testimony of life. Our disconnection from God left us seeking love in all the wrong places. It left us on a search for life through information of good and evil. In this, mankind forsook the true power of transformation that gives us a testimony of God's love and life. Jesus was born in our world to reconnect us to our Father in heaven. His shed blood upon our old family tree of death has justified us all to live. Jesus is our eternal Adam that has overcome the power of death given to us through an Adam of disconnection from God. First Adam's decision to choose a family tree of information left us bound to the repeated bondage of sin and death. We look for love in all the wrong places. Only God can give us true life, for he is the author and giver of life in all things. For this reason, God became a man and moved into our neighborhood. He came to give us the abundant life that our Heavenly Father desired for us to have. Jesus came to reconnect us to our Heavenly Father to be God's gift of life to our world. Romans 5:8-10, but God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. To be saved is not merely going to heaven when we die. It is to live in heavenly ways in the life that has been given to us by God. The shed blood of Jesus justified all of mankind to live. Being justified to live invites us all to the throne of God's grace, where we find the power to live. We are empowered to live by the power of God's grace through our new family tree of life. Romans 5:17, for if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Christ in us is the hope of glory. We are to reign in life through a partnership with God in Christ. His gift of righteousness is a gift of reconnection with God through a spirit-to-spirit relationship from within. The disconnection of first Adam from God left mankind in a condition of judgment and death. Our reconnection with God through the last and eternal Adam of Jesus justified us to find our life in Christ. Romans 5:18-21, therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace abounded much more, so that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus made it possible for us to no longer be bound to an Adam of sin, but to be transformed in the family tree of life. God's mercy redeemed us from the law of sin and death, and God's grace transforms us into the liberty of life in Christ. God's grace is the manifest presence of Holy Spirit working in and through our lives. God's grace transforms our lives and empowers us to manifest as sons and daughters of God in Christ. It is through an intimate relationship with God in Christ that we are able to bring the life of God into every area of our lives. We were born for a purpose and a destiny. That purpose and destiny is to bring life to the world. Jesus said that if we come to him and drink, rivers of life-giving water would flow through us to the world, John 7:37-39. I believe that that water is an expression of heaven's grace to the world in which we live. Perhaps the gift to go to heaven is an act of God's mercy. Perhaps the gift to go to heaven is an act of God's mercy, but the gift to bring heaven to earth is an empowerment of God's grace. It is by this that we are able to reign in life. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.